Please be advised that this contains some language which may not be appropriate for all audiences.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the regular show Wiki podcast. Things have been done a little bit differently today because instead of us having an interview, we are celebrating 15 years of regular show. And I am joined by our Wiki's two admins. If you both like to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kyle Billick, and I'm an administrator in Regular Show Wiki.
Hi, I'm Mordechad, and I'm also administrator on the Regular Show Wiki.
I am Jordan. I'm the bureaucrat of the Regular Show Wiki, and you may recognize my voice from the various interviews that we've been doing over the last few months. Like I've mentioned, today Regular Show is turning 15. Happy anniversary, Regular Show. It only feels right to kind of talk about how did you guys discover Regular Show and get into it?
So back in 2014, I was scrolling through the TV channels, and at the time I didn't have Foxtel to watch Cartoon Network. So I basically watched all my TV shows on free-to-air. Then one day when I was scrolling through them, I managed to come across Regular Show's episode Hello Governor on 9Go, and I was invested in it mainly because of the wacky storyline, the crude jokes, and just the whole plot with Rigby being scared of a British taxi. It's pretty funny. And ever since then, I've been watching Regular Show. I've bought all the seasons on DVD, including the movie. And yeah, that's about it.
Did you catch up to where episodes were in 2014?
Basically, Australian free-to-air television is a bit of a clusterfuck, in my opinion, pardon my French, because there have been numerous times where I've had to wait years for new episodes to come out. So back in 2017, when Regular Show aired its final episode on Cartoon Network in the US, back in Australia, it was airing its sixth season. And then it wasn't until 2019 when the actual final episode got to air. And it didn't matter anyway. I still managed to catch up with a bunch of the episodes, aside from maybe a couple here or there, which I eventually got around to watching sometime around the early 2020s, 2022, 2023. I've practically seen every episode, but not in order, just in random order, with the exception of the last two seasons.
Mordechad, how did you discover Regular Show and, like, get into it?
It was, like, around 2014, and I remember, like, I was at my neighbor's house, and they had, like, Cartoon Network and Disney Channel and stuff. I didn't, that was, like, pretty much, like, my exposure to, like, shows like that. And I remember one day, Cartoon Network was, like, airing a rerun of, I think, Daft Punchies. And I don't know why. When I first saw it, I just thought it's kind of weird. Like, I think it was, like, the animation style or something. And I never really, like, got into the show until, like, 2020, like, around COVID time, where, like, I got Cartoon Network on my TV finally, and I was, like, really into the Amazing World of Gumball. And I remember one night Cartoon Network was, like, gonna, like, air, like, a few Gumball episodes, but they had, like, some Regular Show episodes beforehand, and normally I would have just, like, turned the TV off and just waited for the Gumball episodes, but I decided to watch it. And I actually, like, really ended up enjoying it. And over time, like, I did, like, get more and more interested in the show, and so, yeah.
Was that Cartoon Network UK that you were watching?
Yeah.
It hasn't changed with the Gumball airing at night.
Yeah, it's gotten worse.
Do they still air Regular Show? Because I know for a while they were doing, like, 15 minutes of Regular Show a day.
Maybe.
I remember with Cartoon Network Australia, they would air Regular Show at 12 a.m. in the morning for 1 hour, which is not too bad, to be honest. It's better than no Regular Show.
So I got into Regular Show I was a big Cartoon Network kid. Then I went off it because, like, I suddenly really got into SpongeBob. Like, as a kid, I hated SpongeBob. I was terrified of it. But then as I got, like, kind of towards being a preteen, I was like, oh, SpongeBob's pretty funny. I'm gonna watch it. So I stopped watching Cartoon Network, started watching Nickelodeon all the time instead, but would occasionally switch to Cartoon Network for Ben 10 because that was like the biggest thing ever when I was a kid. And then, yeah, I didn't see Ben 10 on Cartoon Network and saw it. Instead, I saw Regular Show, which I'm like 99.9% sure it was Peeps, was the first episode I saw. And I liked it. I thought it was cool. I remember that, like, the scene where they're in the coffee shop and they're talking to Margaret. For some reason, that scene was like on loop in my head. I was really into it. But like Kyan said, we obviously got episodes later. So that would have been like mid 2011. And I didn't properly get into the show till like the end of 2012, when I discovered Exit 9B because somebody back then you could just upload full episodes of TV shows on YouTube and nobody would care. So I discovered Exit 9B, which wasn't out in the UK yet, but I thought it was really cool. Then I realized that, oh, these episodes like that we're getting now in the UK, these episodes came out months ago. So I did a bit of digging and I found ways to watch them online. And yeah, it would literally become like a tradition because the regular show would air new episodes every Monday. And so every Tuesday morning, because of the time difference, I'd just wake up. Somebody would have uploaded a video to YouTube and it wouldn't have got taken down yet. So I just watched the new episode. Then it switched to Thursdays. And so it became every Friday morning. But then when regular show ended, that was the first time I ever had the chance to watch an episode like live as it was coming out in the US. Because like on the regular show subreddit, somebody had like posted a link being like, oh, for those of you that can't watch the finale, I'll be like streaming it on Discord. And so I created a Discord account to watch the finale. And I think it was like at 1 in the morning. But I remember just watching that and like it was the coolest thing ever to actually finally get to see an episode live, but it's also the finale.
Would you say the finale is your favorite episode of all time, or would it be something else?
I mean, it's up there. It's like one of my favorites. I know we're going to talk about favorites. In terms of just being a finale and not specifically an episode, I do think it's one of the greatest finales I've ever seen of a TV show. But that's my regular show story. That's how I got into the show. So we'll kind of go in the same rotation. Kyan, how did you discover the wiki in the first place? And what was the story behind you being a regular user to being an admin?
I sort of remember it was sometime around 2021 or 2020. I just came across the wiki. I made a fandom account back in October and I created a educational wiki, but I started to just scrap that. I scrolled around and then I found Regular Show. Then I just decided to check it out and go, okay, this is interesting. I think it was around 2021 I was promoted to a content moderator.
I was inactive on the wiki.
I had to look after the wiki for a really long period of time whilst you were gone. There were a lot of users that screwed around, made false edits, some piss poor edits like grammatical errors, stuff like that, even just blatant spam as well. And around the time when you came back to a wiki, I decided to just focus more on my personal life, but still edit here and there when I had the chance.
Moto Chad, how did you? Same question for you.
I don't actually remember. If I had to guess, I'd say like around 2020, I think I discovered like Regular Show was like censored like in like the UK and stuff. So I went to like Google to like search up like edits and stuff, and then I came across the wiki. And for like a few years, like I was just like checking the wiki and stuff. But I didn't actually make my account until like 2022, and I didn't even make it for a Regular Show. I made it for like Your Favorite Martian or something. I remember like around October time was like when I like actually started like editing on the Regular Show wiki. I've been editing since, and in April, I think it was. I got promoted to Rollback, I think it was, the following year in like 2024. I became like an administrator or something. So, yeah.
Well, for me, regular shows like popularity was nothing like it is now. It was hard to find people to talk to about regular show because like I very quickly like fell in love with it like late 2012. You know, my friends at school, they'd watch it, but they weren't like super into it, and they'd be like, "Oh yeah, that was cool." And I'm like, "No, but like dude, like Mordecai and Margaret, they're gonna like kiss soon." And I ended up finding solace in the regular show wiki. I can't remember how I came across it. Maybe I searched regular show on Google. I don't know. And I found just like this big community of people that liked regular show. The first page I ever made was a page for the song that Muscle Man sings about Starla in August 2015. I cringe when I think about it now, but I just kind of went into the discussions or the forums and I was just like, I want a promotion. But the admins went for it and they were like, yeah, no, we think you'd be a good fit to be like a discussions moderator, which meant more back then than it does now because like the forums were much better. Over the next 2 months, it was a very dramatic time and we lost like two admins. So our bureaucrat at the time was like, right, we need to find more admins. And so because I was a moderator, they were like, do you want to become an admin? And I was like, yes, I would like to become an admin. For some reason, at the beginning of 2017, I was like, right, guys, I'm going to retire from the wiki. Regular show's ending. I'm not needed here anymore. I'm out. And I think I did like go inactive for like maybe a year. But I came back, realized the wiki was in a dire place. And then in 2020, I went to fandom. I put in an adoption request to adopt the wiki, and it was accepted. I became a bureaucrat and have been slowly going through episode galleries, transcripts, character pages, episode, just anything. It's a lot, but I know that very young me when I joined the wiki would be proud. But yeah, so now that we've all kind of introduced ourselves, let's talk about our favorite episodes. We've all chosen three episodes. So who wants to go first and what episode do you want to choose?
So these episodes, like, they're not my like exact like number one favorites. Like, I chose these episodes because like they're easy for me to like explain why like I really enjoy these episodes. Sekaki, so I really enjoy it mainly because of like the relationship between like Mordecai Rigby and Benson, where Benson like does a shitty thing and like it's for like a good reason. We get to like, you know, see like more about Benson and stuff. So I'd probably say like my favorite scene from the episode is like the battle between Benson and Chong, I think his name is. And again, like the action and like the comedy and stuff. I think it's a really great one.
But it's like it's an episode that doesn't follow Mordecai and Rigby either. Like it pretty much mostly just follows Benson's journey.
I think there was like an episode in season two, Benson Be Gone or something.
Yeah, I'd say that's like the first. Kyan, do you wanna?
For my first episode, I'm probably gonna have to go with Just Set Up the Chairs. It's one of my favorite episodes from season one, mainly because of the basic premise. Mordecai and Rigby have to set up the chairs, but Rigby doesn't want to do so and he wants to slack off instead. So Mordecai and Rigby decide to go and play video games, and then after a while they unleash the Destroyer of Worlds. And it's so freaking funny as well, because Mordecai and Rigby get up to the craziest shit in the show. And this is one of the craziest episodes from an action standpoint. You have Destroyer of Worlds destroying the park with his eyes, just shooting flames and attacking anyone and destroying anything he sees. It's so funny as well. And the ending is probably the best part, mainly because of how Mordecai and Rigby managed to still set up the chairs, but Benson isn't angry about that. He's pissed off about how the two destroyed the park in the process. But I think I'll just leave it there.
Well, my the first pick gone. I think it's the first episode of Regular Show where there's still the comedy there, but there's also heart and like hints at character development. I think Don's design is hilarious. I have to contain myself anytime that like Don turns around on the chair and he's manspreading. But yeah, like the fact it's got like heart, I'm a big like sucker for episodes that have got a lot of heart. And the fact that you could say it's Rigby's fault for not giving Don sugar, but I think at the end of the day, it's like it's Pops's fault because he tried to pay the park's taxes with lollipops.
Mordor Chad, what's your episode?
Number two.
The second episode I picked was another season one episode, Prank Callers, and it's just like so like fucking crazy and stuff, and like it's like another very funny one.
The Master Prank Caller being a literal 80s cell phone.
Yeah.
And he also has the power to send people back to different timelines, most notably the 80s, of course.
Yeah, I mean it's like a first. Is it the first time travel episode?
Yeah, I think it actually is.
But like I just love like the stuff where like Pops just gets hit by the cart. And he just
Yeah.
starts laughing like it's like, oh, so it's Mordecai and Rigby's fault that Pops is this way.
I guess one of the best parts about the episode is probably Benson getting angry at Mordecai and Rigby for prank calling him.
I just remember that like that scene was like remixed a bunch on YouTube.
I'd probably say it's one of the best episodes of season one alongside just the chairs.
Well, what would you say that your second favorite would be?
This makes me laugh a lot, but Brain Eraser is my favorite episode from the second season. It's one of the most mindless episodes in the entire show.
Literally.
Yeah, it's literally mindless. It's about Mordecai giving a magazine to Pops, but he accidentally walks in his room and finds him naked. I mean, he just starts screaming. That exact image, that mental image, is stuck in his head for the entire episode, almost all of it. And he tries to do everything to get it out of his head. And there's a scene where Rigby rents a tape called Planet Chases Starlight Excellent. And as a result, when Mordecai gets exposed to all the flashing lights and the stupid, and the other stupid stuff in the anime, he just loses his entire memory or the ability to function. But the best part about the episode is not just those scenes, it's also the part where Mordecai, Rigby, and Skips have to chase a naked Pops around. And Mordecai has to do everything he can to catch him. And at one point, like, he does eventually get the memory out of his head, but everything just goes to shit when, Benson comes in the room and his towel accidentally falls down.
You know, I believe that scene made it onto the Jimmy Kimmel show because they did like this segment called like Unnecessary Censorship and they put that scene on there. I haven't seen it. I can't find it on YouTube, but like I want to try and track it down because I think it's cool that Regular Show made it there. But that episode, like I am still amazed to this day that they got away with that whole episode even being a thing. And that made it through with like no censorship in the UK as well.
I think that's one of the first episodes I ever watched where I cringed. I don't know why, but whenever Mordecai makes that noise, whenever he sees Pops naked, it just makes me go, ah, I can't stand this. This is so weird.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny one. One, I'm surprised they were even allowed to air like once.
And another thing I will say is, and I mentioned this in the interview, but I'll say it again. If you haven't already, you've got to check out the commentary track for that episode on the DVD. It's literally just JG Quintal, William Sulliers, and Sam Marin in character as Mordecai, Rigby, and Pops, all reacting to the episode. And it's one of the funniest things you'll ever watch.
Like, see if like region one DVDs like actually like were like imported here. Region two, I would definitely like watch like the commentary.
Do you have like a computer disk drive?
No, I don't, sadly.
Because I mean it works that way. I do have a multi-region player, but now I just watch everything on my laptop. So yeah, My second episode is Bat Kiss. I mean, we spoke about like time travel with prank callers. This episode really like pushes that time travel. I love that like they travel back to like past episodes. Oh, and the soundtrack, like during that scene as well. Like I remember somebody uploaded like a 10-minute loop of that on YouTube. I think the only shame in that is that it wasn't like an hour or 10 hours because I could listen to that all day. I think it's like so cleverly done as well, in the way that like the first scenes you've got like foreshadowing with like Mordecai telling Rigby like, dude, why were you like talking to me in the cinema? And Rigby was like, I wasn't. Later we find out, oh no, Rigby was, he just hadn't started talking to him yet. It's like there's so many just like clever little things that are put into there. And technically it is the first time we see Mordecai and Margaret kiss, although it gets erased from history. Does anybody want to discuss their third, the final episode, their like number one?
My final pick is Sandwich of Death for two reasons. One, I think it's like a very fun and entertaining episode. But second of all, it was actually like the first like proper episode like I actually watched. Like I know I said like I saw like Death Punches like back in 2014, but like it was just like the first scene of the episode. Sandwich of Death was like the first actual episode that like got me into regular show, so.
I love just the way that Benson's like, you steal my sandwich, I'm gonna steal your sandwich. Even though he seems to be forgetting, he has already done that. He has already stolen the ultimatum from them. He had karma coming to him because, as far as I would be concerned in that situation, they were mutual. I mean, you say this was like the first full episode you watched. I think this was the first episode when I mentioned that, like, when new episodes would come out, I'd watch them on a Tuesday morning. I think this was the first one where that was the case. It's also, I find it funny that you say the first episode you saw was Death Punchies, but then the first full episode like you watched was literally the sequel to that episode.
Yeah. When I first saw the episode, I didn't understand the sensei like being like mad at Mordecai and Rigby and stuff. I mean, I assumed it was just from like another episode, but I was just like, I don't get that reference, so.
But you didn't know it was actually from the episode that you'd kind of watched before.
Yeah, I mean, I like I didn't even know like the episode like I even watched back in 2014 until like I actually like rewatched Death Punches and I was like, oh, here, I remember this episode.
I remember the One Cheek Wonder.
I remember that. Didn't they bring it back in season 8?
I think it was season 6.
I mean, they brought it back a few times. It did, I'd say. It contributes more to the plot in season 8 because Inchirrup pops. Literally, that scene is playing, and that's what kind of causes everything to go haywire because Rigby's trying to cover it up. Like it was in Lift With Your Back. Oh, and Mordecai and Rigbakai. Mordecai is like mostly pissed off because now he's the One Cheek Wonder.
It's an interesting pun for One Cheek Wonder, to be honest. I'd say, for my third episode, I'd have to go with But I Have a Receipt. Basically, this episode consists of Mordecai and Rigby playing a parodied version of Dungeons and Dragons called The Realm of Darthon. The game's too confusing, they don't know how to play it, and they decide to refund it, but the guy goes, oh, you need a receipt for that. And then they go, oh, we've got a receipt. And then the guy goes, you can't return it because it's an open product. And what kind of Rigby do everything they can to sabotage his business is just such a funny episode as well. This episode got me into Dungeons and Dragons, actually. I've been playing it since 2023 with a couple of my friends.
It's a great episode. I love that literally just like the opening scene when Benson's listing off like the games that everyone's chosen, and there's just my mom is written on there.
And he just says, looks like I win. It's such a funny joke. One of the major highlights of the episode probably has to be the part where Mordecai and Rigby are fighting the store clerk in the realm of Darthon.
And I mean, I think that scene's great because it's like earlier in the episode, it's like, oh, it's about like using your imagination, which is very much what these like TTRPGs are about. But I just love that you like actually see it. It's like you said, like it makes you want to play these games and it makes you want to like actually experience that. It's just like, oh, anything that like any rule that you come up with like can actually be applied, but like it's your actual environment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Also, another thing I'd like to mention, Mordecai and Rigby do all this shit just to get $7 back.
They do make $100 a month, so $7 is probably a pretty big deal to them.
I can't even afford like cake mix, so.
One thing I don't like about the episode is probably that it's just too short. I wanted to see more of it. This psycho, creative, psychedelic action. That's one thing, but other than that, the episode's fantastic. I love it.
Yeah, and I mean, it does have a similar vibe as well to another episode you mentioned, Brain Eraser, because like in Brain Eraser, you've got like anything you imagine will appear in front of you, and then in this, you've got like any rules you make up will occur.
Yeah, that's the thing. Anything else you'd like to mention about the episode?
Mordecai, I don't know if he committed manslaughter or murder at the end, but he definitely killed that guy. Literally stabbed that dude to death. Okay, well, my final episode, my favorite episode, that like if you asked me like what's your favorite episode, this is just the episode that immediately comes to mind, and it's Guitar of Rock. And like I always just like think about it as to like why do I like this episode so much? With what like Mordechai was saying about like stick hockey, the relationship with like Mordecai, Rigby, and Benson, this time it kind of the roles are reversed because now it's Benson that's screwed up. Mordecai and Rigby are like the ones that are trying to help out Benson. And I just think that's such a genius move for an episode. Like it's the dynamic is so funny. And the fact that just everything keeps getting worse, because it's Benson's fault. Like Mordecai and Rigby are not in the wrong in this episode. I mean, maybe Rigby could have done a better job at pretending to be a rock star at the end, but the like core reason that they get into everything is because Benson broke Mr. Mailer's guitar. And so, they're like, oh, don't worry, we can get tickets to a concert, you can sign it. Tickets are sold out. Oh no, don't worry, we can fix that. Muscle Man knows a guy that can get us to the concert. That's great. Problem solved. Oh no, Bruce Rock's dead. Don't worry, we can literally go to hell and get an autograph. That's great. We don't have a pen. And it just goes on and on and on. They just keep finding new problems. And it's great. And I mean, you've got Death. And anytime Death appears on screen, it's a highlight. But I do not watch the original version. I do watch the original censored version that we got in the UK because they changed the line. That makes the episode like 10 times funnier.
Yeah, or he stopped living.
Yeah, Bruce Rock has stopped being alive. It's my favorite censor and probably my favorite episode.
Probably the best part about the episode as well is when Mordecai, Rigby, and Benson are in Rockstar Underworld, and this guy walks up to the bouncer and asks him, "Oi, mate, can I borrow a pen?" And then the bouncer just throws him and then he just dies.
So many people die in regular show. Death's just like kind of a. It's not that big of a deal, really, unless it's one of the main characters. That'd be interesting to know what like the laws around like murder are in the regular show universe. I mean, Mordecai and Rigby have been on trial, but never for the people that they've killed. So now we have got our giveaway winners ready to be announced. The competition has now closed. We will be announcing winners shortly. I do not know who they are. I'm about to find out. This is for the complete series DVD box set, which includes all 8 seasons and the movie. Congratulations to RazorKey360, DJ Zado, and LME12. You have 24 hours to get back to us once we have messaged you. If we do not hear from you within 24 hours, we will have to choose another winner because we've got three DVD box sets and they need to go somewhere. But yeah, so congratulations, RazorKey360, DJ Zado, and LME12.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats.
Okay, well, we are now heading to the end of this podcast. Make sure that you follow us on our social media at Regular Show Wiki on Instagram, Blue Sky, YouTube. We've got some YouTube videos coming out today alongside this. We've got a compilation of every single time somebody says the word dude in Regular Show and like a title drop compilation. Check those out. Hopefully you enjoy them. Hopefully you don't get sick of hearing the word dude. Keep checking out the wiki. And congratulations to the giveaway winners.
Thanks for listening to the Regular Show Wiki podcast, and I'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out our Matt Price interview next week. And hopefully we will get another episode of the podcast out, hopefully in time for Halloween. But yeah, goodbye, everyone.